Thank you, Sir Peter, and the panelists, distinguished panelists. And we continue now our program, our session, with the final part of our closing day. But as long as the panelists are moving down to the seats, to their seats, allow me to express our most sincere thanks to a few persons who contributed to the development of this World Science Forum series during the past 13 years. And for those who don't know too much about the history of the World Science Forum, allow me to repeat a few facts. UNESCO decided to organize a World Conference on Science in the late 90s. And the Hungarian government offered a place, a venue. And in 1999, the first and until now only World Conference on Science took place here in Budapest, with the participation of over 2,000 delegates from 185 countries. In 2002, we initiated a follow-up conference series called the World Science Forum, a kind of a biannual meeting of scientists, science policymakers, stakeholders of knowledge, representatives of the media, and the political world. And in 2003, the first World Science Forum took place here in Budapest in this ceremonial hall and at the in the building of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences. And since then, every second year, on a biannual basis, we organize the World Science Forum series. Originally, every second year, it was held here in Budapest. And a few years ago, we decided to change the schedule and have every other meeting in another country and every other meeting here in Budapest. So the last or sixth World Science Forum was held in Rio de Janeiro, and the next eighth World Science Forum will be held in Amman, Jordan. And let me sort of announce our wish or our vision on the future. We are expecting from nations, from countries, applications for the organization of the 2021 World Science Forum. No urgency, we have six more years, but it's good to know that the 2021 World Science Forum, the venue of the 2021 World Science Forum is still not decided, and we are open to discussions regarding this, the venue of this forum. And in the meantime, I have to express our sincere thanks to all those who helped us grow. Namely, first of all, our main partner organization, UNESCO. And I would like to express our sincere thanks to the former and present Director Generals of UNESCO, and also the former and present Presidents of the General Assembly of UNESCO, including Madame Katalin Bogyai, Hungary's present ambassador to the United Nations, and of course, Madame Bokova, who is not here in this room, but who was with us in the first session. Also, we'd like to express our most sincere thanks to ICSU, which is now called International Council of Science. Gordon is representing ICSU. AAAS, yes. AAAS, represented earlier by Dr. Alan Leshner, who is, of course, you don't know, and he is not very proud of it somehow, but he is of Hungarian origin, having a Hungarian wife, and his successor, Rush Holt. Thank you, Rush. And of course, I can go on with the list, with the names, titles, and so on, but I would like to emphasize one most important thing, which is very important for me, for somebody who was born in Hungary and who feels a very strong affiliation with Hungary and its Academy of Science. The Hungarian Academy of Science is the key player, represented by Professor László Lovász, our present president, but in this regard, allow me to express our sincere thanks to the previous presidents, Professor József Pálinkás, who gave the reception yesterday evening, who was our former Minister of Culture and Science and former President of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences, and right now he is the President and Chief Executive Officer of the Hungarian Research Fund. It has a long name, but basically it's the Hungarian Research Fund. Also the former President of the Academy, Professor Szilveszter Vizi, and the former Secretary General Norbert Kroh, who should be in this room, but I don't see him anymore. All those persons contributed significantly to the growth of the World Science Forum, and it is my duty and honor to express our thanks to these persons and institutions. So with this, allow me to ask our president, Professor László Lovász, apologies. The next program point of our session is the presentation of the UNESCO Science Report. The report will be presented by Dr. Flavia Schlegel, Assistant Director General for Natural Sciences of UNESCO. Flavia, please.